Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us once again from the Shoreline Players of Oscoda, Sue Miller. Sue, how are you today?
I'm doing fabulous. A little busy, but, yeah, you know, fabulous.
I'll bet you are. Let's see, we're right in the middle of two weekends of Everybody Loves Opal. You had your opening weekend this past weekend. I'm going to guess things went really well.
It was a great opening weekend, and we're just, you know, we're looking forward to three more performances this weekend.
Yeah. Now, for anybody who missed it last week, give us a little background on Everybody Loves Opal.
Well, Opal is a gal who just never met anybody she doesn't like, and she does her shopping at the municipal dump, which is right where her house is, just on the edge of that dump. And every day she takes her little red wagon on down there to see what treasure she may find that day. And she has been doing this for years and years, like her family before her. And that's pretty much what the story centers on, is Opal and some friends she makes.
Indeed. It sounds like a fun evening of entertainment and a fine cast, as always, from you guys.
Absolutely. We've got a nice mix of veteran performers. Opal herself is played by Renee Diener, who many have seen on our stage. She's also a board member and has directed shows and will be directing one again soon.
Yes. So come on out, see the show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. So 7 p.m. shows, and then Sunday at 2.
Yes. Tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for students.
As mentioned, you're in between weekends for Everybody Loves Opal, but you're also in between nights of auditions for your next production of Gaslight.
Like I said, busy, busy, busy. We do have another night of auditions this Thursday at 7 p.m., and that is for Gaslight, also now known as Angel Street. And I just mentioned Renee Diener, who's not only a phenomenal performer, she will be directing this Victorian psychological thriller. So, yay.
Yeah, I saw the movie. The movie was awesome. So I'm going to guess that you guys are going to put on a great production of Gaslight. And you are having auditions again, what, Thursday night?
We are having auditions again Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. Needed for the show are 4 female and 2 males. We had a great first audition Monday, and, you know, but Renee says, if you've ever wanted to see what your acting chops are like, or if you've had some acting experience and want to come out and audition, please do.
Yeah. So come on out. Any prep work they need to do, or just come on out and be ready to perform?
We always say be ready to have fun, because we always have a good time at auditions, even though this one isn't a comedy. Auditions were great fun when I was there Monday.
Yeah.
But they can go to our website, shorelineplayers.org, and they can check out our schedule for the season, and they can click the link for auditions, and they can even download the packet and fill out their packet and go over some of the pages that they'll be reading from.
Sounds good. Don't miss the second weekend of Everybody Loves Opal this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the theater there in Oscoda. And if you want to get your acting chops on, you've got auditions for Gaslight this Thursday night, 7 to 9, again at the theater. And Sue Miller, I know you're a busy person. Thanks for your time, and we'll look forward to talking to you again when we get closer to that production of Gaslight, but thanks for joining us here on Sunrise Side.